Welcome to the East Surrey Bump to Birth podcast, hosted by myself, Emma, and my wonderful friend, Becca. This podcast is dedicated to parents-to-be and new families in the East Surrey area, providing a wealth of knowledge and support through the exciting journey of pregnancy and birth.
Join us as we discuss everything from prenatal care and childbirth education to navigating the challenges of life with a new baby. We'll be joined by guest expert speakers, including midwives, doulas, breastfeeding experts, nutritionists, and more, who will share their insights and expertise to help you make informed decisions and feel confident in your choices.
Whether you're a first-time parent or a seasoned pro, the East Surrey Bump to Birth podcast has something for everyone. With a focus on empowering parents, we will help you feel calm, confident, and supported through your pregnancy and birth journey. So tune in and get ready to be inspired. Right, well, welcome back.
Hi Emma, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you. How was your Christmas?
Busy.
Yeah.
Probably like a lot of people's busy. Yeah. We sort of had one of those Christmases where we went to a parent one day, then went to the other parent the other day, and we sort of had a bit of downtime, but then there was a lot of travelling around, seeing family. So it was lovely, really nice, but quite busy, not really a relaxing Christmas.
No, ours was very similar, actually, just a bit hectic. But it's over, a whole new year.
New beginnings.
We've got lots of exciting things lined up for the podcast this year. We've got a couple of guests coming on over the next few weeks, so keep an eye out for those. But for today, we're turning the spotlight on Becca.
No!
We are going to talk about pregnancy relaxation today, and that is a lovely service that Becca offers. So she's going to tell us all about why you need pregnancy relaxation during your pregnancy and how you can access that. So over to you.
Wow, thank you. I mean, obviously do chip in, Emma, when anything comes. Please don't stay silent the whole podcast. But yeah, pregnancy relaxation is a big thing for me. I think it's something that, I don't know about you, but when I was pregnant with both of mine, there wasn't really anything much about in terms of like just a relaxation class, just purely somewhere to go, meet other mums, but then end the session with a nice relaxation.
Yeah.
And there's not really anything much about that's like that, really. Obviously you get lots of other sort of exercise classes or like
but nothing just about going and meeting other pregnant people without having to
sign
up for an antenatal course or get yourself in a pretzel and yoga.
And just sort of somewhere to go where you can really relax mind and body. And just, I wanted to provide something basically to offer women that opportunity. So, and I just love the whole concept of pregnancy relaxation. Just the whole, it's calming the mind, calming the body, just giving yourself a really nice health kick for the pregnancy.
Yeah.
And as well as that, it's a really good, I think, preparation tool for birth.
Yeah,
because often when we do antenatal courses, we say to people, this is how you should relax. This is the benefits of it. This is how to relax your body so the uterus works, etc. Mm. It's one thing saying it, but then if you go away and then it comes to the day of birth and you've had no practice, it comes to the day and you think, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I haven't practiced.
Yeah.
And it comes a bit of a shock when people do get those surges.
Yes.
It's a bit of a shock where women think, okay, I wasn't expecting this. I don't know how to relax. I don't know what to do.
Also, I think we're not a culture of relaxing. We relax by distracting ourselves. We sit down and we binge watch the newest thing on Netflix. We read a book. We go for coffee with a friend. All things that, yes, we are lovely and relaxed during those, but only because something has forced us to take our minds off of the washing, the to-do list. Did I send that email at work? Whereas being able to relax just because you need to, just with some music,
it's very difficult.
Or being alone with your thoughts is a real skill.
It takes practice. It's not something that you can switch off and do straight away. It is something that really needs practice.
It's also one of those things that if you go, relax, you just need to relax. It's fine, relax.
You're not
going to do the opposite to you. It's like, don't think of a purple elephant.
Or when you go to bed, I must go to sleep.
Yeah,
you're not going to go to sleep if you think, I must go to sleep. So that's the other really good benefit of a pregnancy relaxation class. You go along, you learn the techniques, you practice the relaxation, so that really, by the time it comes round to, giving birth, you've had practice.
Yeah.
And also it's a bit like I like to call it sort of muscle memory. So obviously when you go for an exercise class, to begin with, your muscles ache, it's really hard, places ache that you never expected to, and you think, oh, this is difficult. By the time you do it a few times, your muscles remember it, and it doesn't hurt as much, and it's not as uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it's the same with pregnancy relaxation. The more you practice it, then by the time it comes to giving birth, your body is going to remember those techniques and going to remember that relaxation, and your muscles are going to remember those relaxation techniques. So that's a really good benefit of doing a relaxation class. If you practice it, it's going to help you by the time.
Well, and actually, it will help with after birth as well, not just in general things as a new mum, but obviously we've done an episode before a bit about mindful breastfeeding. Go back and look at that. But a lot of the evidence is, even in breastfeeding, a more relaxed mum, the easier it will be. But being relaxed helps your milk flow. If you're tense and stressed, you are more likely to have breastfeeding issues. So even having those skills to help you relax, mind and body, is going to help you in that labour, but also when you're new babies in your arms as well.
Absolutely. And of course, one of the things that I do during a pregnancy relaxation class is breathing techniques. And again, going back to what you just said, it's not just for labour, but these breathing techniques are life, you know, to use for life. They're sort of what you can use every day. And again, if you're a new mum and you're feeling a bit overwhelmed or a bit stressed, or like you say, having difficulty with breastfeeding, practicing those breathing techniques while you're pregnant is going to help you in that postnatal period.
Absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
So yes, obviously it's really good to do a relaxation class in terms of practicing.
What happens during? I have never, as part of hypnobirthing, we tend to end each session with a little sort of maybe like a 5 or 10 minute relaxation, but I have never done a relaxation class. I never attended one. If I was coming to one, what am I expecting?
If you were coming to me.
If I was coming to you, what am I expecting?
Okay, so I like to start with usually like a hello circle, because I think it's a really nice opportunity for mums to actually meet other mums-to-be and sort of connect, so you know you're all in it together. So we normally start with a circle to say hello and kind of share whatever they want to share about their pregnancy journey, you know, just give details a bit about themselves.
Yeah.
I then do a really fun activity of goddess cards, which I love it. So basically it's a pack of cards of all different goddesses, and they've all got different meanings, different all sorts of different life things, you know, all and it's really fun. So after we've had a chat and said hello, I normally get the ladies to pick a card. So any card that takes their fancy, and then we all have a look, and it's a bit of a fun activity, really. And then we sort of look and say, right, does it relate to me? And 9 times out of 10 when people have done this, they are actually shocked and actually go, that's actually happening to me right now, or how funny that's happened to my husband recently, or we are about to move house, or we've got a new job, or all sorts of different things.
Yeah.
So it's quite fun. They often look at the cards and go, oh, that relates to me at the moment, or that's going to relate to me. So we do that as a bit of fun. I then pick a birth topic. So obviously every session I try to do something different, but I normally like to try and tie in with a relaxation class. So it might be how to have a positive mindset, it might be the benefits of a breathing technique, it might be how to boost oxytocin. So all sorts of different birth techniques and sort of a birth topic at each session, which normally
they're coming away with a little new nugget of information as well.
Exactly. So it's a little bit of sort of a top-up boost, you know, a bit of a positivity boost, confidence boost. We then sit there and practice breathing technique. You know, obviously they're all different techniques. And then that's when we finish with the really nice deep relaxation. So I tend to pick a script that's at least about 20 minutes long. And obviously, although we turn the lights down, we've got the LED candles on, the fairy lights on. Obviously, I have the nice music in the background. And I get all the ladies to get nice and comfortable and lay down on their yoga mats or whatever they bring with them. And then a really nice deep relaxation for about 20 minutes. So that tends to be what a session consists of, really. So that's the concept. And a lot of women, it's nice because they go away and they tell me afterwards, actually, I had a really good night's sleep.
Oh, I bet.
Because that's one of the benefits as well. When you do a relaxation, it relaxes your mind. So it's easier to get sleep. So a lot of them, they promote sleep. And it gives them a chance to meet other mums as well. So a lot of them say, oh, we went away and created a WhatsApp group because now we've all met each other. And like, you know, they meet up for tea afterwards or whatever.
That's amazing. It must be really good for any second time, third time, fourth time mums as well, who are less likely, realistically, to be going to an antenatal class or something, can quite often miss that opportunity to meet people that are going to have babies relatively similar ages.
Absolutely.
What an easy way to meet some mums.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I when I was pregnant with my second, I didn't do anything, just because, like you said, sometimes second, third time round, you've done it all. And you don't get a chance to meet other mums.
No.
And I didn't with Lydia. So actually, there's, you know, I didn't really meet any other mums. So actually, like you say, a few that come along,
I did the classic NCT. Did you do? My friend's job, NCT is a whole topic, obviously. But I did very literally do it as a second time mum, having already done antenatal stuff, having already actually done a hypnobirthing course. I still went, I'm just going to pay for an antenatal course so I can meet some other people, which is a huge expense when it's something like NCT, whereas if there had been something like a pregnancy relaxation class that I could have gone to for a fraction of the cost
and met other women.
The same benefits of that, even just from the social things, would have been
It's so true.
Saving in the back pocket of anything else.
Yeah, it's so true. Like you say, if you don't want the expense of a proper antenatal course, something like this just gives you that chance to do that without breaking the bank sort of thing. So
building the confidence, building the skills without quite so much commitment.
Yeah, and it's also good because it is a little, I like to call it a little taster. So some women go away and think, actually, I enjoyed that. I might look into it a bit more in terms of like birth preparation and hypnobirthing and that side of things.
Sounds great. How do I learn more?
How do I learn more sort of thing? So it's nice because some people don't want to dive straight into a course without knowing the ins and outs. We all don't, do we? No. Let's face it. We all like to know as much as we can before. So if you've got something that gives you a little snippet, a little taster, then you sort of think, oh, was that for me? Okay, I might explore that a bit more. So
So if someone wanted to come and do pregnancy relaxation with you, how, where, when, what goes on?
Well, I've just changed venue, actually. So I'm now in Red Hill doing the classes. Yep, so I'm now at St John's Church in Red Hill, which is sort of towards East Surrey Hospital way, that sort of way. Yeah. But I try to do once a month, or definitely bi-monthly, but I try to do once a month. And if you want to know dates and stuff, you can find them on my website.
We'll link below
social media, it's all on there, or you can send me an email and I can put you on a list so I can email you dates that are coming up. So check out all of those. But it is nice. I mean, also, let's face it, when you're pregnant as well, sometimes, you know, especially when you go to antenatal appointments, you can be faced with a bit of stress and anxiety, as we all know. You go to an appointment and they say, oh, this has happened, oh, we might need to do this. And sometimes having an outlet just to de-stress and actually reduce anxiety is nice as well. So you know, thinking, right, I've had a bit of a stressful week, however, if I've got a relaxation coming up,
got that in there,
I know I can de-stress and let go of everything that's happened over the last few weeks or whatever.
So it is share it with other people when they're chatting.
So not only the relaxation, but actually sitting there and saying, look, actually, I've been through this recently, you know, any advice, or any other mums gone through this, or what would you,
which
you know,
they almost certainly have. Someone else probably in the room has probably had an identical appointment. Realistically, we all go through the same question.
We all go through the same sort of experiences, don't we? So it's nice to help reduce anxiety and stress as well, especially if you have had a tough time, really. And of course, the other benefit is, like I like to say, it's bonding time. So not only bonding time with other mums, but actually bonding with yourself, because sometimes it's really hard. Some people struggle to connect with their body when they're pregnant and the bump, especially if you're a first time mum, you've never been through it before, and you think all these changes, body changes, suddenly I've got this bump in front of me and it's all a bit bizarre. Some people find it harder to connect with their body.
It can be really difficult. It can really be difficult. Get your mind around the fact that, yes, you know practically that you're pregnant, but that there is a baby there. And I can remember at the point of having my first baby being like, oh, I knew this was going to happen, but oh my God, he was in my tummy. Yeah. Are you sure? Like,
how did he fit in there? And that's it. And sometimes it's quite emotional as well, because, you know, you look at your body and think, oh, it's all different and it looks different. And, you know, it can be quite an emotional journey as well. So having an outlet to come along and actually, you know, the scripts are very much sort of geared sort of connecting with yourself as well and bonding with baby. So it's actually a nice chance to actually feel really connected with yourself and baby as well, which I think is quite nice.
Yeah, well, and actually, you just reminded me that like the reason we use relaxation and hypnobirthing isn't just the relaxation element, it is the kind of, in inverted commas here, hypno kind of part. They're very much aimed at, whilst you're relaxed and your mind is relaxed and you're a little bit more suggestible, really filling your brain with positivity.
Yeah.
So yeah, you'll come away relaxed and nourished in that way, but hopefully a little tiny part of your brain has come away with a more positive...
Absolutely, shifting that mindset. Yeah. Shifting that mindset, and if there is any sort of anxiety or negativity there, you're sort of slowly pushing it out and putting, like you said, a bit more positivity in there. Yeah, you know,
chipping away at it a little bit.
Exactly. So yeah, all very much shifting the mindset and feeling a bit more positive about it all as well, which again relaxes you, because as you know, the more confident and positive you feel, the more relaxed you're going to feel.
Yeah,
it all ties in together.
Trust that you know how to relax, you're going to relax easier. If you know that you trust that your body can do what it's trying to do, probably going to do it a bit easier. That's the beauty of how our minds and our bodies do their little thing.
Well, as you know, Em, it's all very much connected, isn't it? We talk about that a lot, and obviously you've got a great knowledge in terms of psychology and that side of things. It's very much tied in together, you know.
We all experience it. You have a stressful day at work, then you get a tummy ache in the evening.
Or like, tense shoulders, or a headache, like, or, you know.
See it, and we just kind of accept that that's the way it is without kind of really considering the fact that, well, yeah, what's going on in our head is having an impact on our body. Good, bad, indifferent, but in all areas, but particularly when you're in labour.
Yes, because we know.
Very sensitive to that.
We know the body tenses up if you're stressed, so we don't want that to happen, really. And yeah, I guess that's the gist of a relaxation class, really. It's, I guess the message is bonding time with others and yourself, getting to relax your mind, just practicing everything so that by the time labour comes along, you've kind of got the techniques and your body's used and your mind and body are used to it. And yeah, just generally reducing anxiety during pregnancy. So yeah, lots of benefits, lots and lots of benefits.
Like a really lovely way to spend an evening once a month as well.
Absolutely.
If you discover you early enough, you could even have sort of 5 or 6 before your baby has been born.
Yeah.
That's really going to build up a really great foundation for you.
I mean, I don't have any, you know, come whenever. There's no sort of like strict, it must be between then and then. Mm-hmm. You can come whenever during your pregnancy.
Yeah, you're
so
not doing any kind of crazy movements or anything that would be limited by gestation.
Yeah, I'm not going to surprise you with any crazier exercises or anything.
No dog?
Nah, not in this one. I'm afraid I'm not very, that side of things, side of things. I'm not very flexible. But yeah, very much just come at any point. And of course you can come more than once, you know, you come however many times you like. So, I guess, is there any other things to add to that?
So you've answered all my questions. I'm sold.
You're sold, are you?
I'm
brilliant.
Sold. If there's another pregnancy in the horizon, I will be there.
Excellent.
With my yoga mat.
Please do.
In my tracksuit.
Come with open arms, definitely.
Ready to shut out the world. Well, thank you so much for telling us about all
that. Oh, that's all right. It's nice to be back on the mic.
It is indeed.
So, it feels like it's so long ago since our last one, so it's actually quite nice to be back.
Yeah, we took a break for Christmas and New Year. So yeah, it's been a good month, actually.
Yeah, it's nice to be back. Cool. And like Em said, we've got more guests coming, more episodes coming. And we probably should, if there's anything you want us to talk about, actually message us. Because obviously we like to try and pick different topics and different, but if there's anything in particular you want us to talk about, just drop us a line.
In fact, what I will do, if you are listening to this on Spotify, obviously other podcasting hosts do exist, you may be on another one, but on Spotify, I have worked out how I can add a little question box underneath the episode, like, and then people can fill in their answers. So if I have been that technical, take a look on Spotify and there should be a question box there and you can
That's so good.
Send us a little message via that.
That's so good. I love that.
And also, we don't do this. Many podcasts do this every episode. But if you are enjoying the podcast, please do obviously share it with anyone else you know that might enjoy it. If you could leave a review from it on Spotify, that really, really helps at spreading the word. It kind of pushes us up the algorithms, which means more other mums-to-be, dads-to-be, whoever in the area will come across us.
And yes, please. Please do.
Yeah, we'll be back very soon with some guests. And hope your 2024 is going well.
Yeah, we'll chat to you soon, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the East Surrey Bump to Baby podcast today. If you have any topics you'd like us to cover in the upcoming episodes, please do get in touch. You can find me, Becca, at Be Your Own Birth on www.beyourownbirth.co.uk, and you can also find me on Facebook and Instagram.
And you can find me, Emma, at Calm Mama Collective, www.calmmamacollective.co.uk, and on Instagram I am calmmama_hypnobirthing. We'll see you next time.